Welcome to Raising Playful Tots, a nursery or school place, and your child has been there for a few weeks or months, and you're beginning to feel unhappy about something. It could be something like a management issue or an incident you overheard or something that you saw. Now you're having serious reservations about keeping them there. Should I take them out and risk another place? Is it harmful to keep them there? And the ultimate chestnut is, am I overreacting? Is it just my hormones?
As parents, I think it's part of the job description to overreact.
He still plays with blocks because his three-year-old brother and his five-year-old brother still plays with blocks. But they play with them in totally different ways. And they make different structures and do different things. And they come off each other and say, like, oh, I'm going to do this now because they see what the other person has done. But having the size blocks really helps. Because there are times when he gets out the baby blocks that we still have some really small ones. And he looks at them and he says, like, what can I do with these? Like,
As an
eight-year-old, he's like, these little cubes really aren't doing it for me, Mum. That's what he wants the bigger ones. And so he might go and get some cans from the kitchen, and you know, sometimes I'm okay with that, and I'm like, you're putting dents in my cans, but he wants it higher. And you know, he tries to, you know, I don't mind his creativity if he can, you know, he clearly needs bigger structures to use. And if he has them, then he can really use them, and he's eight. So, you know, you really can, if you can add to your collection of blocks and not just think of blocks as the cute little cubes that are the mini size, as you can also get various sizes without going crazy and getting, you know, 12 different 3D type shapes, but, you know, really having a good quality set of blocks.
Exactly. And you can also, you know, especially with your eight-year-old, add different types of balls.
This might be the first time families have gotten together to discuss something like this that needs to be formalized and actually put up in their home. It kind of feels a little daunting and overwhelming. How do parents prepare for this meeting so that the meeting's not hijacked or thrown off course?
That's a great question, because we don't want it to become so academic that it becomes distasteful.
When I spoke to a few girlfriends about rough play and rough housing, most said how hard it was to watch when they were watching their partners. But they actually also loved to see the interaction that was happening, because they could see all the giggling and they could hear all the laughing that was going on. And some of them actually did some rough housing themselves. But there is this stereotype that dads rough house and then they do it only with boys. Can you speak to the gender issues here? Is it usually a dad thing, and what about the girls?
I think that it's a little bit more common with dads than moms, but it's not overwhelmingly, you know,
That's a really clever idea, because there's so many times when you wish that you had an idea that could just be that quick. And it is easy for some people. They just have these ideas and they just go with it, and you're like, wow, where did that come from?
Yes. I was not one of those people.
I know, I did the same thing with my mum. My mum was very much like that. She had ideas, and then you kind of get the knack for it, and you really kind of get that groove of how it goes.
Yes. It was interesting. I mean, I found that after...
Cool that you would estimate that the average family with children under the age of three would need to take around 83 pounds of child-related kit with them, not including clothing. Oh, my goodness.
I know, it's staggering, isn't it?
Yes. And you also said that that's why your properties not only provide giant sandpits, toys, babysitting, and the option of home-cooked meals, but vital equipment such as sterilizers, blenders, and potties. We know all about potties right now.
Do you?
What have you found happens to the under fives when there is reduced playtime or recess?
Immediate effect that you see.
Discouraging, I think, for mums that are not crafty to look at some of these blogs and think, oh, my child would never be able to produce something like that. Right. How do you choose your activities so that they are really appropriate for your children?
I'm always more focused on the process than the product.
Take care and speak to you next time. You've been listening to Raising Playful Tots, show number 84. Come over and play next week, Until then, find time for some unplugged play. Join with me each week as we share, learn, and laugh together about making the most of early childhood playtime. Goodbye.